Welcome to the Payments Journal podcast, and here is your host, Ryan Mack.
Welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack. Now, as consumer payment preferences continue to change and the payments industry evolves to meet those preferences, fraud prevention solutions are going to need to be scalable and flexible to ensure that both the consumer and companies can transact securely and confidently. So to help me with today's conversation, I have Gary Savants, who is the Chief Marketing Officer at Kount, and Tim Sloan, who is the VP of Payments Innovation at Mercator Advisory Group. So without any further delay, let's start the show. So Gary and Tim, thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. So first, if we could, I'd like to kind of discuss this chart that we have here that's provided to us by Kount. And for those of you who are following along on paymentsjournal.com, you'll be able to view this visualization in the article below. So kind of what I'm seeing here is a little bit of a consumer login and then Kount's global data network. So Gary, perhaps you could better break down this chart or this visualization for our audience and kind of explain what it is that it means.
Absolutely. So the key concept behind any kind of decision during interactions such as payments, login, or account creation is the ability to accurately verify and identify the level of trust behind each such an interaction. So there are three factors that go into the identity trust definition. You know, one is the big network of identifiers. The second one is an AI and machine learning that can link those quickly and provide very accurate results. And the third one is an engine to be able to customize personalize the experiences. So in this case, this specific chart illustrates what happens when somebody's submitting a login or a payment when they're using Kount solution. The moment the visitor comes to the site, our solution starts collecting information and looking into identifiers. And then when somebody fills in a form and decides to buy something or log in, Kount, the Identity Trust Network, connects to billions of identifiers for each transaction through hundreds of different types of data. And within a hundred or a couple hundred of milliseconds, analyzes the identifiers across the set of over 50 billion interactions per year and over 3 billion fraud signals to very quickly and accurately, in fact, in real time, link what belongs together and evaluate those and come back with identity trust level. The interaction could be either trusted, it's a VIP experience, or it's a fraud, or anything in between where the adaptive friction could be applied and personal user experience could be delivered.
You know, it's interesting to note that fraud platforms have been expanding to incorporate more of the customer journey, all the way from the time they first touch the website at the edge, all the way through to ordering and payment and disputes. So it's great to see that Kount has integrated in that initial identity right up front. A lot of other platforms have gone with third parties. Maybe you could describe some of the advantages to having your own identity capability at the edge built right into the platform?
Absolutely. So let's start with the point that Kount has over 13 years of experience, and we have built the largest and most in-depth identity trust network that spans across 75 industries and includes over 6,500 very large customers and payment providers. And we review over 32 billion annual interactions. That includes 2.7 billion fraud signals and 17 billion plus devices annually, right?
Wow.
Those numbers, thank you. Those numbers work for each interaction Each login, each account creation, and each payment to evaluate what is the true identity trust level. Now, the key in identifying identity trust level is the accuracy and the speed.
Right.
Right. So the more data points you have, not just the amount of data, but types of data you have, the better artificial intelligence and machine learning you have, the faster and better you can evaluate the identity trust level. For example, if you're looking only at email, at some elements of device identity, right, and a couple other fields, let's say you're looking only at five fields, then you have a very limited set of information. You're not looking at a physical location. You're not looking at correlation between the transaction, transaction location, card location, the address where things are being shipped, the history of that address, how deliverable it is or not, what is it connected in terms of the different identifiers, such as what emails it's been connected to, what kind of, credit cards and other factors it has been connected to.
Right, sir.
So having the depth and richness of that data makes the world of a difference in being able to accurately identify the trust level, right? And the big advantage of Count is that we have built that data over 13 years of working with the largest online businesses and largest financial institutions around the world. And we have hundreds of fields for each of the interaction, for each identity that goes through all this network, and as a result provides the most accurate type of information around, so the identity trust level can be calculated accurately and in real time. The real time here is also important because if you're relying on a third party, then you're using APIs and you're connecting to them. It takes time to get to them. You depend on their system. And sometimes it's a system is in real time, but most of the time, the third parties provide you after the transaction data. So it's not real time. You have to wait a certain amount of time. It could be a minute, it could be a day, it could be a couple of days, right? So as a result, the decision is not immediate, right? And it's not accurate and immediate. By having our own data set, it goes also into quality of data, right? It's our data. We have it's normalized. It's the quality we control, and it's ready to be processed. So the identity trust calculation is immediate. It's in real time. It makes the world of a difference, especially when you have a time-sensitive interaction, such as a gamer that is trying to make a purchase, right? Or a VIP customer that is trying to buy something or appears to be a VIP customer, right? Or it's a account creation or a login where the speed of your response is going to be the difference between losing a business or gaining revenue, right? You can't really delay that. You can't really make people wait. And that's where the fact that we own our data and the data is so diverse and it's so deep and so wide makes the world of a difference.
Thanks, Gary. Those are all great examples of the benefits of an integrated platform. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Yeah, certainly. Thank you very much for that in-depth overview there. Now, but Gary, I noticed quite a few times that you mentioned the word identity trust level, and I'd really like it if you could define that for our audience. So when we say identity trust level, what exactly is it that you mean?
So if you look at every interaction, such as payment, login, account creation, loyalty cards, across the whole customer journey, behind every interaction, there is an identity, and hopefully one identity, because if you have more than one, oftentimes it's fraud, but there is an identity. And that identity has a certain trust level, right? If you can accurately identify the trust level behind each one of those identities, you can deliver the smooth and safe interactions with the granularity that would enable a personalized customer experience and fraud protection, right? So for example, if the identity trust level is very low, it's almost guaranteed it's fraud. So you want to be able to detect those accurately and quickly so you can stop bad things from happening, right? But at the same time, if the identity level is high and you can be confident about that, right, then you may want to deliver a VIP experience where there is almost no friction, because then your customers would shop more and you generate more revenue. In fact, if you have information on their previous experiences, you can customize it further by providing recommendations, and you can compete better against, you know, behemoth like Amazon, right? If you're an online merchant, for example, you can have very customized and personalized experiences that would help you generate a lot of revenue and have repeat customers. But then there is also the gray area in the in between, right? You may have an identity that has somewhat in the middle identity trust. You know, it's not a known identity or it's little known identity, right? So you may not trust them as much, but it's not. Oftentimes, it's not fraud. So you don't want to insult that customer. You don't want to deny that customer, right, or prospective customer. But you may want to apply adaptive friction. You may want to step up authentication, and you know, and see the behavior of that customer. And if it's progressively trustworthy behavior, then you can reduce friction as the time goes, knowing that it's a good and loyal customer. So this ability to accurately in real time establish identity trust behind each interaction provides the ability to stop fraud, of course, from one side, but from the other side, to deliver the best customer experience so you can maximize revenue and establish really good brand reputation and have repeat customers.
Yeah, and I think the other advantage is that it's not just eliminating false positives to your existing customers, because you're collecting this identity trust data across many different websites. It's also going to be able to eliminate false positives to some of your best prospects.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a huge advantage, because with having a very accurate level of identity trust, you can significantly reduce false positives. You can significantly reduce manual reviews. You can automate decisions, knowing that that the identity trust decisions are accurate, right? And that will also result in reduced chargebacks, also in false negatives as well. So it's a win across the whole spectrum.
All right. Now, Gary, for our last question here, I'd love to know kind of the X factor of what really makes Kount's Identity Trust network so unique. So could you go into that a little bit for our audience?
Absolutely. Think about three factors. Number one, we have the biggest and deepest network of trust and fraud signals, right? Just again, to provide some numbers there, it's over 13 years of collecting, analyzing, processing that data along that time, tens of thousands of customers, including the largest brands in online merchants, oil and gas companies, telecommunications, 75 plus industries, including 50 plus biggest payment providers, including that network, as I said, has 32 billion annual transactions, 2.7 billion fraud signals, and 17 billion devices. So the multi-dimensional data that is not just deep, but it's also wide, and it also has the quality of the data that we have, makes the biggest difference. Number two, it's the adaptive AI and machine learning that we have built in-house as well. The AI actually is modeled to think as a fraud analyst, that combines both supervised and unsupervised machine learning in real time and goes through tens of billions of transactions and returns decisions within milliseconds. And the third one is the user experience engine, where based on the identity trust levels, our customers can customize and personalize experiences for their customers, which results in reduced manual reviews up to 83%. We see reduced false positives up to 70%. I mean, we see chargebacks, the dramatic drop in chargebacks up to 99% drop. And then the efficiency, operational efficiencies, lower frictions for good customers, much better sales conversion rates, much better customer retention, of course, building and maintaining the brand reputation. And the platform is growing rapidly. In fact, we're going to make a couple of major announcements about really big partners and customers joining the platform in the upcoming months. And the bigger the platform becomes, it's more accurate and faster and provides even better results. So we invite other companies who are looking to benefit from the network effect from the adaptive artificial intelligence to join our platform and enjoy the benefits and see the difference.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Gary and Tim, for taking the time today for speaking to us about fraud and Kount's Identity Trust Network. And I hope to have you both back on the podcast real soon.
Thank you.